Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. You know what's funny? Dan Bongino's new show on Fox News stole my title. It's Dan Bongino Unfiltered. And my show's been around for 5 years. My local radio show, 6 years. My national radio show, over 5 years on USA Radio, called Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. And they couldn't find a more original title. They grabbed mine. Isn't that amazing? I think that's just amazing. And I liked Dan Bongino, and he probably isn't the one who came up with it. I'm sure it's Fox. But he's not unfiltered. Compared to me, he's kind of slow and boring. He's not unfiltered. The only guy who's unfiltered and raw is Wayne Allyn Root. Maybe Joe Rogan is a little unfiltered. But other than that, there's nobody who could compare to me as unfiltered. And they took the title anyway to try and make him seem like he's a Wayne Root. I think that's really weird and really funny and really kind of sad. I mean, they didn't check to see that I had that title. Of course they did. And they didn't care. They stole the title, Raw and Unfiltered. Isn't that amazing? This show comes to you from the house that Root built. My flagship station is 790 AM in Las Vegas. And if you want peace, you got to prepare for war. That's what we do every day on the show. We prepare for war. We go to war. Wayne Allyn Root. I keep saying that Stacey Abrams is right in the middle of everything bad in America today. She is the woman who ran for governor of Georgia and never stopped claiming she was cheated. Meanwhile, when Trump says he was cheated, and we really were cheated, and everybody knows we were cheated, you're not allowed to say that, and you lose your Twitter account. As I did, I was banned for life from Twitter, and that's the main reason. And meanwhile, Stacey Abrams has always contended she was cheated in Georgia, and nobody cared, no one said that's a problem. It's unbelievable. Well, you're allowed to get away with if you're a liberal, because she wasn't cheated. But she's making money off elections. Somehow she built herself into the most powerful elections person in America. She stole Georgia, in my opinion. There's an opinion show, and that's my opinion. She was in the center of the steal. And she made a fortune off it. I don't see Republicans making a fortune off anything. If Republicans do make a fortune off anything, there's an immediate media story about it, and then there's a DOJ arrest. You're indicted for making money as a friend of Trump. Any sort of money with the government or any sort of money in politics, it seems like, you're a criminal of some kind. But Democrats who rail against capitalism, they're allowed to make money once a Democrat is elected. I don't know. I find it all just beyond the pale. But let me get to the article. Let me try and find Stacey Abrams' article. I've got one in front of me, but I want to read you the one about her making money. Here it is. Stacey Abrams profited from local elections in Georgia and across the country and is making millions to run our elections. Her firm is called Happy Faces. And the temporary employees to count ballots are provided by Stacey Abrams. Can you believe this? This is insane. Here's a woman that's basically a communist. In my opinion, she's a communist. But if you listen to what she says, she's a communist. And she's the person providing temporary workers to count the votes. Vernon Jones was on in the media today. And he said there's a great American cover-up going on. He's talking about Stacey Abrams' firm, Happy Faces. They're literally providing employees the temporary... ...this country. You can't make this up. There's a cover-up, he said, by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. They're covering up Stacey Abrams. They're covering up Raffensperger. That's the Secretary of State of Georgia. They're covering up Brian Kemp. President Trump was right. This thing is riddled with election fraud that's been suppressed. Vote suppression and election integrity suppression has been carried out with accomplices like the AGC and liberal media. She's providing the temporary workers. That is amazing. That is amazing. Stacey Abrams, the former Georgia State Representative, nonprofit czar, Hillary Clinton darling, and 2020 board member of John Podesta's uber-powerful charitable nonprofit, the Center for American Progress think tank. And you know what I think about nonprofits. It's a license to steal. It means for every $1 million you take in, you write yourself $900,000 in checks, and then the other 100 is expenses while you give yourself first-class plane fares and Four Seasons hotel rooms and fancy five-star dinners every night. And by the time it's over, the whole million's gone that you took in, and so it's a non-profit. There is no profit, but it was all spent on you. But she's been revealed by CD Media as being the owner of the firm financing Happy Faces Personnel Group, the temp agency used in Fulton County, Georgia's elections in November 2020 and January 2021. I mean, Stacey Abrams, people are counting the votes? You're kidding me. It's incredible. CD Media broke the story last week. Evidence presented at this morning's public meeting of the Fulton County Commission shows former Democrat gubernatorial candidate and state representative Stacey Abrams controlled and financed the main contractor used in Fulton County elections during the November 3rd poll and the January 5th U.S. Senate runoff. Evidence showed direct financial underwriting of the staffing service Happy Faces Personnel Group by groups controlled by Abrams. In other words, a highly partisan Democrat political operative controlled the elections in Fulton County, which involved a Nigerian national. The direct financial underwriting that CD Media is referring to comes from the company which Abrams co-founded, Now Account, with a website called Now Corp. It has 23 team members and described itself as the following. In 2010, we created Now Account because we were sick of waiting for our customers to pay. Initially, we celebrated. We landed a big contract, but weeks and weeks would pass. Payment would still be outstanding. We needed working capital to continue business operations, and our cash was tied up in our invoices. Everyone told us to get a line of credit or try factoring, and we thought, trying to get the rest of the story here. We thought, why should we have to borrow money or factor when we are a free bank to our customers? There has to be a better way. According to testimony by election integrity whistleblower Bridget Thorne, given at the Fulton County Board of Commissioners hearings on June 16th, Stacey Abrams and a company she co-founded called Now Account secures companies' debts who have government contracts. Abrams owns 16%. Now, isn't that interesting that Now Account is registered as the only secured party provider for Happy Faces? And they provide Now Account provides the line of credit. So with the purse string connection of Stacey Abrams to Happy Faces, you must ask, does she have influence on who gets hired to work our elections? Can she or activist groups also recommend employees? Happy Faces worked 100% early voting, ballot adjudication, absentee ballot processing, warehousing, Dropbox, signature verification. They're basically running our elections. Shouldn't we know who they are recruiting? Shouldn't we know who they are? Could an activist group have a special connection and ability to work our elections while veteran poll clerks are shut out? Digging deeper, Uncover DC reported upon the June 2nd Fulton County meeting discussing registration and election department budget for Happy Faces, Rick Barron, director of registration and elections, presented his rationale for hiring 300 to 400 temporary health staff for Fulton County from the Happy Faces staffing agency. Wow. That is amazing. Commissioner Liz Hossman questioned the cost of 400 temporary employees, pointing out they cost us as much or more than the 2,600 Civic County employees. Hausman challenges the accounting for the cost of hiring temporary help that totals over $7 million for 400 temporary workers for 3 to 5 weeks. CD Media continued its coverage of Happy Faces, subsequently broke a second story that Happy Faces staffing had been found to be the temp firm used by a myriad of Georgia government agencies in 2020, including Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, to the tune of $3,198,798. So Brian Kemp is supposed to be a big Republican conservative who defeated Stacey Abrams in the election, and yet he gives her $3.1 million for her temp employees to work for him? I mean, these people are all in bed with each other. It's so incestuous. It's unbelievable, and it's disgusting. Wow. Happy Faces Personnel Group has awarded not one, but two Paycheck Protection Program loans during the COVID pandemic. The first one was on April 28th for $1,318,000. Second one on January 20th, 2021 for $1,396,000. Total PPE going to Stacey Abrams' company, $2.7 million. Add that to $3.198 million in 2020 from a myriad of Georgia government agencies, and it turns out that her company took in a cool $5.9 million last year. Folks, our nation is so corrupt and so dirty. You think there's a big difference between us and China? You think there's a big difference between us and Russia? You think there's a big difference between us and Brazil? You think there's a big difference between us and Mexico? You think there's a big difference between us and the old Soviet Union? It's not. It's just more hidden. It's more subtle. But the corruption is everywhere. And it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Wasn't that Stalin who said that? It's who counts the votes. Just remember next time you vote, Stacey Abrams is counting your vote.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne as a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way.
We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you...
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the story actually gets worse about Stacey Abrams. I'll get that to you in a minute. First, let me mention Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is... not health insurance. It is Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. So it's very different than health insurance, but it's an alternative to health insurance. And I've used it for over 6 years now, and I've saved over $120,000. Every time I look at my bank account, there's an extra $120,000 in my bank because of Liberty HealthShare. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Could any one of you out there use an extra $120,000? I'll bet you could. If you're using regular health insurance, you could have saved $120,000 in the last 6 years. That's the minimum, just based on what I was paying at 6 years ago. But you know it's gone up dramatically. Health insurance has gone through the roof, so it's probably doubled. So for all I know, I've saved close to $200,000, certainly $150,000. So if you could use an extra $150,000, then it might be time to call Liberty HealthShare. And don't forget, they're not a small company. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. I know that's small compared to Blue Cross Blue Shield. That's probably what they pay in an hour. But $1.2 billion is real money. Billion here and a billion there. Actually, real money. To find out more about your options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So a minute ago, I read you an article that Stacey Abrams' firm was involved in the vote counting. She said all the temporary workers who were involved in the vote counting. Now there's an article that did Stacey Abrams' firm hire a weak, uninspired temporary workforce to hide election fraud with process nightmares? Now, it's a long story. I don't have time to read it all. I'm just telling you that There's so many weird things involving Stacey Abrams and this election and Fulton County, and Fulton County's where all the fraud appears to have taken place. And it says that reading the document cover to cover, we've discovered numerous examples which document that Stacey Abrams' happy faces, temp employees, were indeed at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, between November 3rd and November 7th. Remember, that's when and where the election was stolen in Georgia. Trump up 100,000, and they're just working day and night to find some way to defeat Trump with fake ballots and with fake calls about floods and make Republicans leave. So there are no witnesses when they open up suitcases and bring out all kinds of ballots. Stacey Abrams literally stuffed the ballot box. I'm an opinion host. This is my opinion that the ballot box was stuffed in Atlanta. Massive cheating, massive fraud, and Stacey Abrams appears to be in the middle of all of it and stealing the election of the entire United States of America. I wonder what the Democrats are going to do, you know, because they owe her big, big money. What are they going to give her? Who knows? But they certainly have given her something somewhere in a Swiss bank account. I guarantee you that. But again, I'm just an opinion guy. It's my opinion that all these people have been bribed to steal the election, and Stacey Abrams turns out to be the key figure in all of it. It says here, Fulton County has leaned very heavily upon an army of temporary workers to fulfill the litany of tasks that must be completed, from logistics to processing ballots to scanning final results. It would perhaps be best to offset this number of workers with stakeholders from the local community who would like to get involved in the electoral process by conducting multiple interviews with temporary staff. It was made clear some have no interest in participating in this immensely important process. Others, particularly those scanning the votes at State Farm, are the glue that holds the entire process together. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Jones drilled down his notes and reported that about the happy faces temp workers were there everywhere. Everywhere on election day were her workers. And so I'm just telling you that something was very wrong. Jones identifies these two individuals were with happy faces. Jones states that he was relieved that these two happy face employees were placed where they could do the least to achieve their declared objective. Were there other happy face employees who did get to achieve their declared objective that night or that week in Atlanta, who caused untold harm and damage and even perpetrated criminal acts during the election, and they may never come to light? Who knows? All I can tell you is Stacey Abrams was there when the votes were counted, and that's bad news. Bad news. According to Bridget Thorne's testimony, with happy faces working 100% of the early voting, ballot education, absentee ballot processing, warehousing, drop box, signature verification, they are basically running our elections. And if you're comfortable with Stacey Abrams running our elections and determining U.S. senators and the next president of the United States, a man who's got dementia and installing a communist dictatorship, then you won.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans have blocked Democrats' sweeping elections and ethics reform bill in a 50-50 party line vote. Regarding the bill, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell calling it,
"It's a recipe for undermining confidence in our elections, for remaking our entire system of government to suit the preferences of one far end of the political spectrum.
Meantime, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says something needs to be done to secure our elections.
So in state after state, Republicans are reducing polling hours and locations and the number of drop boxes so that Americans have a harder time finding the time, place, and manner to vote.
President Biden's goal of having 70% of all American adults be partially vaccinated by the July 4th holiday will not be happening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome back to the show. What did Ed Sullivan used to say? Really big shoe, really. About a month. That's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And it's really aimed at every Trump voter in this country, which I think is about 80 million. And I show you how to contact all the top corporations in America that screw us over and offend us and tell us to go to hell and ignore us and discard us and denigrate us. And I saw this article about this guy named Tom Carter, who co-manages the American Conservative Values ETF Fund. And this fund is doing the exact same thing as my book. So I love this idea. And I wanted to get this guy on the show, not to mention he's friends with a friend of mine named Tom, who is from Mount Vernon, New York, and there aren't too many people from Mount Vernon, New York. We got to stick together, us Mount Vernonites. So, Tom Carter, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
Tell everyone exactly what is the American Conservative Values Fund. I think it's very, very similar objective to my new book coming out.
Yeah, Wayne, it sounds like it is, and I'll tell you what we've noticed. We've noticed that there's a lot of ESG funds coming out, and a lot of these ESG funds are focused on clean energy, and they're focused on things such as that. And what we said was there's nothing out there right now for conservatives to invest in. And so we have decided to bring out a fund the conservatives can be proud to invest in. We are trying to track the S&P 500 or large cap indices like the S&P 500. And so what we do is we boycott the companies that we believe are the least focused on conservative values and the most woke companies in what we would call the S&P 500. We boycott those, and currently we have good performance. We're right in line with the S&P 500, and that's what the fund is.
All right, so wait a minute. If I'm confused as the host a little bit, then I know some of my listeners will be confused. So let's make sure I understand this. So you're looking at the S&P 500, which are the most important companies in America, and you're trying to figure out who's woke and who's not, and you don't invest in the woke companies, and you do invest in the rest. Is that what you do? That's what I'm trying to make sure I understand.
You nailed it. That is exactly what we do. And currently we have about 25 companies within the S&P 500 that we do not invest in. Those companies are the wokest, if you will. You can't avoid all companies in the S&P 500 that tilt liberal. If you did, you would have a difficult time investing. And our goal is to have predictable S&P or large cap type performance, but not giving your capital to the companies that don't agree with your values and don't agree with your conservative political views.
The only thing I'm confused about is I understand exactly what you do, Tom. His fund is called the American Conservative Values ETF. So sounds great. I like it. Like to put some money in there. What I don't understand is where are you even finding companies that are good to conservatives in the S&P 500? Are there actually companies that aren't woke? It seems like everybody is woke in every major company in America. Little guys are good for us, conservatives and Trumpers, you know, little small businesses. But the S&P 500 actually does have good companies left that are good to patriots?
Well, the S&P 500 has the worst performers, and we're trying to avoid the worst performers. I wish I could tell you that the S&P 500 was filled with conservative companies that were on the conservative side, but that's a difficult thing for me to do. But as an investor, you have to look at getting performance along with getting voting with your values. And, you know, and I've been in the business a long time, and when people come out with investment products that don't have predictable performance or underperform, people don't buy them. And so what we are trying to do is balance investment performance with eliminating your investment going to the wokest companies in the S&P 500. Likely there's going to be companies that we invest in that you may not agree with. We can have that discussion. I'm happy to. But I think what we're looking for is to get rid of, you know, to get rid of big liberal media companies. And one of the things I like to talk about is I think there's a lot of people that don't understand how many media companies are in the S&P 500. And we're not just talking about Facebook, We're not just talking about Twitter. We're talking about AT&T owning CNN. We're talking about Comcast owning NBC and MSNBC and everything that happens there. We're talking about Disney, who owns ABC and ESPN, and the wokeness that is happening in both of those organizations and the support of China that's happening in both of those organizations. So those are the type of things that we're looking for, and we're eliminating those companies from investment. And we're trying to get, like I said, and I'll continue to repeat it, and I hate to be a broken record, good, predictable, large-cap performance.
So how many companies have you found to invest in the S&P 500 that are not woke? How many of them are out there?
Well, we're right now investing in about 470 companies. Like I said, there's approximately 30 worst offenders that we've eliminated. And you can go to our website. It's www.acvetfs.com, and we have a list of both the companies that we invest in and the companies that we have boycotted on that website. And you can look at our performance there, and you can look at some of the other statistical evaluations of the fund. But right now, you know, we've blocked, from a market cap perspective, about 25% of the S&P 500 in our portfolio.
And you base all of this on suppression of First Amendment rights and repression of Second Amendment rights, meaning free speech and gun rights, and contributions to liberal candidates and causes, and companies that are hostile to conservative values, and the liberal media. Those are, that kind of sums up the areas that you stay away from. Is that right?
It does. But you know, Wayne, interestingly enough, you were talking about Georgia and the elections there in your last segment.
Yes.
And we actually had both Coca-Cola and Delta in our portfolio prior to the new Georgia election laws coming out, and Coca-Cola and Delta coming out and having commentary against those Georgia laws. And, you know, kind of an interesting background. I'm from Denver, Colorado, and I live in Denver. And Denver, which is a woke place now, it didn't used to be, but it is now, we were the benefactor of Georgia losing the All-Star game,
right?
Because Denver is getting the All-Star game.
Right.
Yet Denver has pretty strict voting laws. Georgia has many more African-American people in it than does Denver. But yet, because of the knee-jerk reaction, you know, they booted the All-Star game out of Atlanta, and it's coming to Denver here in a couple of weeks. We found that very interesting, and we found Coke and Delta coming out against those laws, which are just trying to make sure that that Americans vote and get their votes counted. We thought them coming out against that was wokeness, and we boycotted them from our portfolio after that happened.
By the way, being from Denver and living in Denver, Colorado, I'm just wondering, you know, when I think of how the election was stolen, and I don't know if you agree with me, Tom, I think the election was stolen by Democrats in specific states, and I think it's Arizona and Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin, and you flip those states to Trump and he wins by an electoral landslide. You flip against Trump, he loses by a large electoral margin. So I think that's how Democrats did it. But the one state outside of that little group that really shocked me was Colorado. The numbers don't add up. You say you have strict voter laws, but the numbers make no sense. Trump lost to Hillary in Colorado last time in 16 by, I think, about 100,000 votes, and this time he got destroyed in Colorado, that I think is a fairly conservative state. He suddenly went backwards by a mile. There aren't even enough people to vote in Colorado that would equal that big an increase in voting, and all of it, 100% of the increase, went to Joe Biden, the guy with dementia. Colorado's vote totals make no sense to me. Did you notice that?
Well, I did notice that, but you know, look, Colorado, we've had an influx of people into Colorado from California and other states that they're leaving to come here, but they forget that they're leaving because they voted a certain way and they come here and vote the same way. We've had an influx of people who've come from over the southern border into the state. There's been a change in the electorate in Colorado over the last 20 years, and it's pretty significant. But I did notice an article just the other day that made me say, which is the Colorado Secretary of State has come out and said that she's going to boycott any external audits of our election process.
Right. Very strange. What are they scared of?
I don't understand that at all.
Because I'm telling you, the numbers show that there was this massive increase in voting between 16 and 20, and every single vote went to Biden. That makes no sense at all, that it was such a gigantic increase when Trump increased his vote total in the nation election dramatically. None of this election makes sense. But anyway, that wasn't why we had you on. Look, I am writing this book because I am focused on the fact that if conservatives are going to win this battle, we're going to have to get the corporation. I don't want corporations to be conservative, by the way. I don't want it to be liberal or conservative. I want it to get out of politics. They should not be involved in any way, shape, or form in politics because half their customers are on one side, half are on the other. Why would you turn off our side and you're not worried about turning us off? You're losing half your customers. So we need to get that message across to get them out of politics. I assume you agree.
Agree 100%. Absolutely. In fact, one of our premises is we think corporations should be out of politics, period. We don't think they should be conservative or liberal or progressive.
Agreed.
We think that they should focus on shareholder returns, focus on delivering their services or the products to their customers, and stay away from politics.
All right. Tom Carter co-manages the American Conservatives Values ETF. The website is acvetfs.com. acvetfs.com. If you want to find out more about the American Conservative Values ETF, so that's why it's A for American, C for Conservative, V for Values, ETFS.com. American Conservative Values ETF. Thank you, Tom Carter, for everything you do. You're a patriot.
Wayne, thank you for having me. I appreciate what you do as well.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior on USA Radio Network. A little housekeeping. I want to make sure everybody knows you can email me at any time, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. My website is RootForAmerica.com. All my videos are there. All my video commentaries, all my written commentaries, it's all there. RootForAmerica.com. You could join my mailing list and get all my commentaries sent to you each week. You can find all my opinions at Parler. I was banned for life from Twitter. Good riddance to them. Now everything I write is at Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. My page is at Real Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root. My handle at Parler, the Wayne Root page, is at Real Wayne Root. And you can hear my War Raw podcast daily, available anywhere you download podcasts like iHeartRadio, as an example. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Freedom Fest 2021. If you've never been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, here's your opportunity. This July 21 through 24, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. It's the only Freedom Fest ever in history that was not held in Las Vegas, and next year they'll be back to Vegas. But this year it's in South Dakota. They wanted to make sure there were no interruptions for COVID, and as you know, in South Dakota, there's never an interruption for COVID. No matter what happens, they keep it open. Great Governor Kristi Noem. And they've got a record crowd attending. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the smart star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, speaking of a great governor, she's there. Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, J.P. Sears, John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, and a famous libertarian, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com and use the promo code WAR50 to get $50 off registration. And then head to South Dakota. Head to the Black Hills. Freedomfest.com. Promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com. warfifty.com, and then you just put in War50 to get your $50 off for being a fan of Wayne Allen Root. Nice of them to do that for all of you. So I want to read you how the lockdown orders actually lethally backfired. And I said this from day one. I said, number one, they're going to bankrupt everyone and destroy our lives and make us broke and kill our jobs. And if you have no job, think how scared you are. Think of all the people in America who are about to be evicted from their homes over the summer. Do you think it's good to have no job? Do you think it's good to not know where your next paycheck is coming from? All because of COVID? You couldn't have gone to work? If employees could have gone to work at Costco, then they could go to work at any other small business as well. So these lockdowns were just total BS, and they were just meant to destroy small business. That's my contention. This was that Cloward-Piven scheme that I learned at Columbia University to bankrupt all the business owners and make them all poor and make them all beg government to save them. And believe me when I tell you, it happened. And you can't imagine this isn't Cloward-Piven, especially now that Fauci's saying the biggest threat to America is the new Delta variant coming from India, the new Delta variant of COVID. They're not happy that everybody's back to work. They're not happy that restaurants have reopened, even though 40% have closed forever or somewhere in that neighborhood. I guess Democrats want to see a whole new series of lockdowns and ruin us all again. You want to bet? That's what they're aiming for? So you need to know how lockdowns did not work. Not just, you know, obviously it's easy to figure out they didn't work financially and they bankrupted everyone. So financially they're a disaster. But I'm now talking about lethally. They actually killed more people than they saved. So lockdowns did not work. So in a new paper, economists from the University of Southern California and the RAND Corporation examined the effectiveness of shelter-in-place mandates, a.k.a. stay-at-home orders, using data from 43 countries and all 50 U.S. states. The experts analyzed not just the deaths, but excess deaths, a measure that compares overall deaths from all causes to an historical baseline. And the authors explained the lockdown orders may have had lethal unintended consequences in their own right, such as increased drug overdoses, everything I ever told you, worsened mental health problems, I said depression, including increased child abuse, I'm sure massive spousal abuse, by the way. I'm sure lots of women were beaten the crap out of by their husbands during this COVID thing because two people living together who were already a volatile combination got even worse. Deadly delays in non-COVID medical care and more. So to find out whether stay-at-home orders truly helped more than they hurt, they examined all the deaths, and the results weren't pretty. The lockdowns did not work. We failed to find that countries or U.S. states that implemented stay-in-place policies had lower excess deaths than countries in U.S. states that were slower to implement those policies. And their finding is no outlier. A number of other credible studies have similarly concluded lockdowns were ineffective at slowing the spread of COVID. Plus, other research now shows most COVID spread occurred at home, not out in the world, making stay-at-home orders all the more absurd in hindsight. It didn't work, folks. It made everything worse. And for years to come, people will die from the lack of medical screening and from the drug abuse and the drinking and the depression. Wayne Allen Root. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.